Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
No.
I thought not. It's not a story the Jedi would tell you. It's a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a dark lord of the Sith. So powerful and so wise, he could use the Force to influence the midichlorians to create life. He had such a knowledge of the dark side, he could even keep the ones he cared about from dying.
He could actually save people from death?
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
What happened to him?
He became so powerful, the only thing he was afraid of was losing his power, which eventually, of course, he did. Unfortunately, he taught his apprentice everything he knew. Then his apprentice killed him in his sleep. It's ironic. He could save others from death, but not himself.
Is it possible to learn this power?
Not from a Jedi. A conversation overheard.
Prologue. The salt was as hard as stone.
There was power here. He could feel it. As cool as the wind on his face. As warm as the blood that roared in his ears. Power. Alive, and yet not. Distant, and yet so close, he could almost reach out and touch it. A power to be taken, to be claimed, to be prized, and then to be used, wielded like the weapon it was. Yes, there was power here, and Count Dooku of Sereno was determined to claim it. It was no wonder his master had sent him. Deeso was as miserable and backward a planet as there was in the galaxy, with nobody on it who even knew the power was here, let alone understood its song. Well, nobody except Dooku now. Because the man he currently held tightly with the Force, a clear meter in the air, was certainly a charlatan, whatever his claims had been. Dooku's frown deepened as he looked into the man's eyes, wide and full of fear and pain as they rolled in their sockets, his hands scrambling in mad desperation for the invisible, intangible hand clenched so tight around his throat. The hand that squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. Dooku grimaced in distaste. This man called himself a shaman, whatever that was supposed to mean. To debase the Force with such superstition was an insult to those who truly knew its power, like Dooku himself. True, Dooku could feel a certain sensitivity within the man, but that in itself meant absolutely nothing. The Force surrounded and penetrated everything in the universe, and a lot of living beings were not only aware of it, but could also feel it. This so-called shaman was just one of millions, insignificant and completely ignorant of the power that lay so very, very close to where he was standing. That Dooku could feel as he stood on the edge.